Chapter 19. I had written two letters. Dear Jenny, I love you. I feel there should be more than this, more that should be said. But now I come to write to you, I find it is simply this, that there are no more words beyond these, that there is no truth greater or simpler or truer. I love you. I am so sorry that I have made you afraid, and so sorry for all that was said and done, and which must be said and done. I do not know if my deeds have consequences beyond this life, but if you should live on without me, do not blame yourself for what you shall hear, but live long and happy and free. I love you. That is all. Harry. I put the address of a friend on the envelope, in case her mail was being monitored. The second letter was addressed to Dr. S. Ballard, neurologist, occasional academic rival, sometime drinking partner, and, in a way which neither of us had ever really felt a need to express, a reliable friend. It said, Dear Simon, you will have heard things about me in recent months which will have led you to doubt and question. This letter will only deepen those doubts and questions, and for that I must apologize. I cannot here go into my situation, nor even the details of what I now need, for this is nothing if not a letter requesting a favour. Forgive me asking you to do this with so little to go on, but for our friendship, for the respect that is between us, and for the hope of better times yet to come, please indulge my request. Below is a notice which I need posted in the personal section of the major newspapers. The posts must be on the same day, at the same time. The day itself is immaterial, save that it must be soon. If I get the chance, I will refund you the cost, and do whatever it is I can to repay you for your courtesy and time. Looking at this letter, you will doubt if you can do this. You will question my motives and your own responsibility towards me. I do not think that I can, with these few words, persuade you of a position you do not already hold. I can only hope, therefore, that the mutual bond which exists between us, and the guarantee I put in this letter of my good intentions, and the entirely positive outcome of this deed, will be enough. If they are not, then I do not know what will come of me, and so I can only beg you, as I have never asked any such thing before, to honour this request. Give my love to your family, and best wishes to yourself, and know I remain your friend, Harry. Beneath the letter was the text of the notice itself. Cronus Club. I am Harry August. On the 26th of April 1986, Reactor 4 went into meltdown. Help me. The notice was printed in the personal columns of The Guardian and The Times on the 28th of September 1973, and expunged from all records 3 days later.